Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Roll it up, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich, is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too smart. I dare you, niggas.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Yes. We got on here, she's a graduate of Booker T. Wrestling Reality, Wrestling School also. You may see her on the appearances of Raw. And also at ROW. Give it up for everyone's favorite Mortal Kombat mistress, Hyon.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, Hyon.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's an honor. Were you a wrestling fan growing up in Houston?
Yeah, I grew up watching wrestling. I used to go to like every single show that, you know, WWE would have back in the day when they would come into town. So I was like a huge, huge fan growing up for sure.
Awesome. Who were your influence since in the wrestling business while watching WWE?
I was a huge Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle, and Eddie Guerrero fan back in the day.
Yes, Eddie Guerrero, one of the legends that have a lot of influences on a lot of our young talent in today's wrestling industry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an athletic background before entering pro wrestling?
I did track and field and basketball in high school. And I did band, if you want to call that athletic marching band, too. But, yeah, mostly just, like, track and field. I did the sprints and basketball.
Awesome. What was it like to the train at Booker T's reality of wrestling?
I still train there. It's a really good school. Booker's really, really hands-on, and he's at training a lot, which a lot of people, I guess it's different. A lot of, ex-WWE people that open up their own schools aren't super involved, but he's there a lot, and he oversees training. And it's really good because you get that, you can get, like, one-on-one time with him to, you know, watch some matches, and he'll, you know, give you some really good advice as well.
Yes, he's definitely definitely the man in Houston. Definitely, we could see him become the future mayor of H-Town also.
True.
In the future, also.
Are you from Houston?
No, not from Houston. East Coast, Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right. Definitely around MCW, definitely Maryland Wrestling.
Oh, okay, okay.
A huge shout out for Maryland Championship Wrestling, their promoter, Dan Devitt. Also, what was like your first in-ring match?
My first match? My first match, God, it was like a nightmare. It was so bad. I'm so happy it's not on videotape. But I was wrestling this girl. I won't say her name, but she was kind of like a vet, kind of, not really, but she had been wrestling longer than I was, and she didn't want to take any moves from me. It was like a really difficult match, but so it was like so, it was so traumatizing, honestly. I was like, oh my God, I can't ever do this again. But I learned so much from that experience. It definitely made me a better wrestler, but yeah, my first match was a rough one for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, it's not easy being in this, doing this when you the first match. That's breaking you into the business, basically.
Mhm.
Also, what was it like also to work with Kyra?
Kira Maya? Is that who you mean?
Yes.
She's really cool. She's really, really fun to work with. She always has a really good attitude, and I just really enjoy working with her. I feel like we have really good matches together, and she's pretty awesome. I can't say anything bad about her. She's also, whenever in January, I hyperextended my knee, and I was, like, in so much pain, and she, like, took care of me, so she's, like, the best.
Yeah, definitely awesome, and also a alumni guest of the show. Also, she's definitely a good worker. Also in the ring, also.
Mhm.
And who came up with the Mortal Kombat style gimmick?
I did. It was like it started off. I kind of had, like, this Asian gimmick that kind of was given to me by Booker, but I kind of just had to, like, make it my own at that point. So I kind of was like, okay, well, I'm not Asian, but I have this Asian gimmick. Like, how can I make this fun? So I kind of turned it into a Mortal Kombat thing.
Yes, that's definitely a good look also, definitely. And when you were in the gym or elsewhere training, what kind of music do you listen to?
I actually just got done with the gym. I've been, like, on this, like, really big Frank Sinatra kick lately, so I've been listening to Frank Sinatra a lot just because it, like, I don't know, keeps me, like, focused. But other than that, I really just listen to everything while I'm at the gym. Like, I don't have, like a workout playlist. Like, I literally listen to everything. Like, whatever comes on, like, I'm jamming to it.
Awesome. Variety. What was it like to get the call to work for WWE to put over Nia Jax?
When I went to Raw that night, that was in Houston, I didn't go there thinking that I would get to get in the ring with Nia Jax. That wasn't like, I didn't go there and they told me, like, hey, you get to do this. So I was just like sitting and catering, and then they asked me to, and I got in my gear and I went and did it. And it was like one of the best experiences of my life. Like, growing up, one of my dreams is always to be like, oh, you know, I wrestled on Raw, even though like I didn't do it as a signed talent. It was still something that meant a lot to me. And is going to be something that I'll definitely never, ever forget.
Yes. You did some great selling to put her over, definitely. In a great interview also.
Thank you.
And she is such a sweetheart in person, Nia Jackson.
Yeah, she is really, really, really nice.
The Rock's first cousin,
mm-hmm.
Dwayne Johnson. And did you get to meet Triple H and Vince backstage?
I shook Triple H's hand, but I didn't actually, like, have a conversation with them. I didn't actually see Vince McMahon backstage that day, though, but I did get to meet Triple H that night.
Awesome. What's your thoughts of the Mae Young tournament also they had also?
I thought it was a really good tournament. It was really good for women's wrestling to, you know, really put it on the map like that. And I think it, like I said, I think it just helped women's wrestling in general and sports for women. And, I mean, I'm really happy for the girls that got to be on it. It's definitely, like, a really awesome opportunity.
Yes. Definitely one of those great opportunities for women. A lot of women in this industry, definitely. And
mm-hmm.
women wrestling is blowing up everywhere around the world. It's a high demand for it, and it's definitely going up the leaps and bounds, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
During your busy schedule, do you have time to watch, like, Raw, Impact Wrestling, and Women of Honor?
I haven't actually recently. I've been actually studying for the GRE, which is, like, an entrance exam to get into grad school. So literally all my free time has been, like, studying for that or going to the gym and catching up on some wrestling, but no, I haven't been able to watch too much of the Women of Honor or TNA.
Yes, I understand. Definitely trying to do all of your schooling, get that out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Also, do you have any interest in going overseas also in the future, like Japan or UK?
Yeah, I would love to go to Japan if, you know, I had the opportunity to do so. I would definitely go, or even Europe. That's definitely one of my dreams as well, outside of, you know, going to WWE, going to Japan. I would love that.
Yes. And Stardom is, seems like it's the biggest fed for women over there in Japan that is hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, what's your memories of working with Miranda?
Yeah, me and her trained together back in Booker T's. We've wrestled each other a million times. We're in a group together called LTO in Austin at Sabotage Wrestling. So, yeah, you know, she's pretty awesome as well, and I'm really happy for the opportunity she's been getting lately.
Yes. She's definitely doing good also, and she had a chance to work in Stardom also.
Mm-hmm.
And and also the Mae Young Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And she started at a very young age in the wrestling business at 18.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what's your thoughts of working with Ivory Robin?
Ivory, I started training with her at Booker's as well. I've had a million matches with her all over the place, in New Orleans, Houston, just everywhere. And I've probably wrestled her more than I have anybody else. And anytime we get in the ring together, I feel like we're always able to put on, you know, a good match. So she's awesome. You know, I miss her now that she's, like, in Florida, but she's great.
Awesome. And, yeah, she's definitely a very talented woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What's your thoughts of working with Cowgirl Kissy also?
I've only wrestled her one time at BPW in Corpus. That's the only time I've ever gotten to wrestle her, but she's a sweetheart, and she's fun to work with for sure.
Yes. She's another current alumni also from the show. She definitely a sweetheart, definitely. That is her, basically. Cowgirl is definitely her in the ring or outside the ring, definitely. And you also worked at, you did some good matches for ROW also, even worked with Kali Ray. What was mm-hmm. like working with her?
I love working with Kylie. She is one of the best people I've ever gotten in the ring with. And one of my best matches I've ever had was with her at Ladies Night Out, where I won the Diamonds Division Championship from her. She is, like I said, one of my favorite people to work with, and I love getting in the ring with her. Like, anytime I get a chance to work with her, like, I want to take it.
Yes, she takes you to the next limit, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have any interest in working for Shimmer and Shine?
Of course. You know, I'll be at Shimmer Weekend in April. Not this weekend, but the next weekend for Rise End and the whole Shimmer Weekend.
Awesome, definitely. A very good opportunity for a lot of young women. The work at Shimmer, definitely. Top-notch talent, definitely, throughout the U.S. and other country talents coming in from the U.K. and Japan and other places.
Mm-hmm.
And we I definitely wish you luck over there, definitely, this month.
Thank you.
Yes, it's an honor.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you.
Yes. Also, who we like to work with that's in the business today on the indies or other places like Impact or WWE?
Well, I'd love to work with anybody in WWE, to be honest. So I think that'd be a really good experience. In regards to Shimmer, I would love to work with Mercedes Martinez. She's awesome, and she's given me so much advice and has helped me so much as a performer that I would just love, love, love to get in the ring with her, as well as Lufisto, who's also given me, you know, so much advice, and I feel like I owe so much to them just in, like, the few seminars that I've done with them. They've just helped me so, 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 so much.
Yes. Mercedes Martinez, I still to this day call her the MVP of women's wrestling for a long time, also in the indies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she took on all the veterans that end up going to WWE, also the legends, also the women of the day, and she deserves to be in the big three.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a lot of charisma also. And Lufisto, Lufisto, she's a good worker also, and I'm just praying for her to, you know, to fight the illness she's dealing with while she's still,
mm-hmm.
I think she's still competing also in the ring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she's definitely a good worker and a fighter, definitely. Mm-hmm. Also, have you had a chance to see Shamel also?
Charmel, Booker's wife?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's always around as well, and she helps a lot backstage at the shows and stuff. So she's always around. She's also really, really good talent to have around as well.
Yes, and she's definitely an awesome business woman also. And it seems like she's very good with cutting promos with ever since she was in WCW, WWE, or Impact Wrestling. She definitely tells a story in and out the ring. It's like Booker T is so professional to reality of wrestling is definitely a good school to learn also and to make it to the big leagues.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on Emma Moon that used to train at Booker T?
I wasn't at Booker's while she was training there, but she was at a few reality wrestling shows when I was still training. She was super, super nice to me and gave me a lot of advice. I wish I would have had a chance to get in the ring with her, but I unfortunately didn't. But she's definitely my favorite person to watch in NXT.
Yeah, she's definitely amazing, and especially her finisher also, and it seemed like that she has the gravity, basically. It's amazing how she do that. That off the top rope stunner. It's basically, she's doing good also, and she could be called up to the roster this year after Mania.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Have you worked it in Florida, Indie Feds or any other promotions there in the past?
No, I haven't actually, but I may have an opportunity to do so in December, so that'll be a lot of fun to be able to go out and work over there.
Yes. You never know, you might be called up to NXT also.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. That's the dream.
Yes. And this show has definitely been a good luck charm for a lot of talent also. To make it into the big, even one of the big three companies also. Right, and it's just amazing that how Aaliyah that's in WWE NXT, and she was there since she was like 19, and I still remember, you know, I gave her first ever interview here when she, at Wrestling X Factor Radio when she was 18, And she was a good talent in Canada, and I noticed all of a sudden next year she was signed to a developmental deal to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, you know, dream is to work definitely for the biggest company in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we hoping you to see you one day back on WWE TV.
Thank you.
And you never know, you might be in a storyline again with Nia Jax this time.
Mhm. That would be great.
Yeah. Any are you doing any upcoming shows this weekend or anything else you want to plug for our listeners out there?
I won't be doing any wrestling this weekend. I'll be enjoying all of WrestleMania. So I'll be in New Orleans. It's my first time going to WrestleMania, so I'm really excited about that. But the week after is going to be Rise in Chicago as well as Shimmer Weekend, so I'll be there. I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Awesome. And speaking of Rise, that's basically the working relationships with Impact Wrestling, definitely, and they doing a recruitment from Rise also. We wish you or any other talent good luck with trying out for, you know, for Rise and Impact Wrestling also.
Mhm.
Yep. April's going to be your a big month for you this month.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, that's all the upcoming shows for so far.
You said any upcoming shows?
Yeah, or any other plugs you would like to put out there?
Reality of Wrestling's Ladies Night Out 2 will be May 19th, and they've already announced that Ibelisse has one of the participants in that show. So definitely be on the lookout for that. It'll be on TitleMatchWrestlingNetwork.com.
Awesome. Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, check that out, definitely. Reality of Wrestling is the future of future wrestling talent. That's going to be a big name also for any other major company. And I would like to also wish you good luck on your exams also.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. And also you can come back anytime to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Anytime.
I'd love to come back.
Yes, it can even be about video games like Mortal Kombat or Tekken.
Awesome.
Yes. And we definitely wish you a good night also. I'm Hyon.
Thank you.
That's an honor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
Oh, thank you.
You have a good night too.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hyon, the Mortal Kombat mistress, and she's all over the indie scene and making huge waves, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wayne Benitez on behalf of Wrestling It Factor Radio. I'm signing off, and you can catch our WrestleMania preview show this Thursday night at 10 p.m. with my co-host, Tommy Two Chips, and others. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later. Got the city on fire.
better than to a nightclub.
Hey, yeah, fuck with me and get some money and get some money. Hey, fuck with me and get some money and get some money. Fuck with me and get some money. Ayy, yeah, fuck with G and get some money.
Hit it one time, I'm a piper. Ayy, if I hit it two times, then I like her.
I like her.
Fuck three times, I'm a wiper.